With a continuing resolution bill already signed and sealed, Congress has other matters to wind up before the end of the fiscal year this Saturday, among them the Children's Health Insurance Program and the FAA. Joining me with this week's agenda, David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. And David, is the end of the fiscal really the issue, or is it the end of the session at the end of the calendar year that we need to worry about at this point?
Much more the end of the calendar year. The current deadline for the, as you say, the continuing resolution that was enacted a couple of weeks ago after the president had his famous meeting with the people he called Chuck and Nancy, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that goes to December 8th. That is a date that is set. If the past is prologue, that's a date that Congress set as sort of an artificial deadline. The real deadline is probably the 15th or a little bit later, which is closer to the holidays. So that they'll probably have to, my guess is that the continuing resolution that goes to December 8th will need to be probably extended one more time before the budget is done for the year.
And so reauthorizing CHIP, that popular program, I think, on both sides of the aisle, and also reauthorizing the Federal Aviation Administration, that's something they're going to take up this week. How urgent is it that it get done this week?
It is something that the House is going to take up this week. I don't. It seems highly unlikely that the Senate is going to do likewise. These are deadlines, as you say, both have deadlines of the end of the fiscal year, which is Saturday or Sunday. But in neither case is it a deadline with real consequence. In other words, the FAA has authority to keep spending money for a little while. And this is, in that case, it is very likely to be another one of these sort of a CR for aviation programs. It'll probably be a relatively short-term extension that is going to pass relatively easily because it has some other sweeteners attached to it. It's got some tax relief for people who were victimized by who were in the path of the various hurricanes that have come through the U.S. and its territories in the last few weeks. It's also actually got a bit of a tightening of flood insurance. So these are sweeteners that should get it done. But even if it gets done, it's only a temporary patch because Congress really is still way in deep disagreement about lots of aspects of aviation policy. As to the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, that is also, as you say, pretty popular, although it gets caught up in the whole Obamacare rewrite debate. So I think that one's a little bit muddier.
Well, getting back to the FAA, I know that in the House there's a possibility of a provision that they've been talking about for many years, which is to privatize parts of the FAA, the Air Traffic Control Organization. And the difference, I think, that I've noticed is that there is a lot of advertising and counter-advertising going on about this whole issue. Even though the issue is old, I haven't seen that level of activity regarding it in quite a while. So I wonder how active that plan is, and would the Senate even conceivably go along?
I would say it's getting less active with each passing week. Yes, that the House came. I guess the House actually passed a version of this a couple of years ago, but it is support for it is weakening. Yes, the idea here would be the people who sponsor it blanch at the notion of saying it's privatized. It would be sort of a semi-autonomous government corporation, I guess, a little bit like the Postal Service, somewhat analogous. Highly unpopular with virtually every Democrat, and in the Senate there are plenty of Republicans who are opposed to it too. So I think it is struggling to stay slightly afloat, but I think its prospects are pretty slim. And with each day that goes by without a vote on a bill that would actually do this, I think, you know, if you've got, it's one of the oldest cliches in Congress is if you've got the votes, then take the vote. And they never have in the House had the votes. So that's why they've never voted on it.
Because I know some of the advertising says, well, the people holding this up are the private plane owners. And I guess this advertising is coming from the airline industry, which would seem to be a way of trying to appeal to Democrats, since who owns private planes but millionaires and billionaires?
That's part of it. That is part of it. And it is true that the private plane owners, the so-called general aviation world, feels like private planes would be would get the short end of the stick under this bill, that this semi-autonomous entity that would run the air traffic control would be dominated by the commercial big airlines, and that they wouldn't get the kind of airspace and timetable that they need.
We're speaking with senior editor David Hawkings of Roll Call, and the other big one this week, of course, is the Senate version of a health care bill, and they keep having the same opposition from the same people. Now they've been spending a couple days sweetening it up with billions of dollars for this state and that state. When could that vote actually happen, and what are the prospects looking like at this point?
Well, I have to say that I think the prospects are problematic, that it's a little bit like another cliche as popular as Capitol is, whack-a-mole, that every time the senators who want to get this done sweeten the bill to appeal to one senator or two senators, it seems to sag in support from a couple of others. The deadline is the end of the fiscal year because, to say this very briefly, the special reconciliation protections, this special magic shield against a filibuster that has allowed this healthcare debate to happen without the prospect of a filibuster, that shield goes away along with the fiscal year at the end of the weekend. As a practical matter, because Friday evening is Yom Kippur, as a practical matter, if there's going to be a vote, it's going to have to happen by the early morning hours of Friday, because plenty of senators are going to need to leave to go home, want to go home for the weekend for the High Holy Days. So I think that's really the zero hour is late Thursday night, early Friday morning. Probably if they are not darn sure of victory, my guess is that Mitch McConnell will never hold a vote, because to have two votes in which he actually goes on record as losing is a lot worse than one.
And the other issue, I think, is, so I guess looks like less and less is going to be happening, even though there's going to be a lot of activity this week. But also the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee has a hearing next week at which they'll call the Equifax CEO to account for what's been going on there. Anything in between now and then, is there any legislation looming? Because it's also coincided with the discovery of a big breach at the SEC itself. And so I wonder if cyber is back to the top of the agenda here.
I think cyber is back. I think, we could spend our whole time together for several weeks talking about the ways in which cyber is back, technology, Facebook, Russian election. I mean, there are a lot of things circling around there. On the narrow issue of Equifax, there's a Democratic move afoot, led by the Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who's the top Democrat on that Senate Banking Committee, to punish Equifax in a sense. I guess it would be punishing them, but it would essentially say if your credit records have been breached, you get 10 free years of credit history reporting. Sherrod Brown doesn't have any Republican co-sponsors for that. Similar bill in the House is an all Democratic effort. So at this point, it does seem as though it's a classic case of where the Democrats want to legislate somehow and the Republicans don't want to meddle in big business, but they are angry about this and they do want to hold hearings.
Because that company is also a seller of data to the government for fraud prevention and other purposes, as are its competitors. So it's a little bit muddied in that sense.
That is exactly right. That muddies it in a sense of how does Congress react to that when Equifax is doing business for the government as well.
And anything else going on on the Hill this week that might affect federal agencies?
Not that might affect federal agencies. I think I will say that, the elephant in the room is the big Senate contest in Alabama, which could upend politics as we know it if the evangelical conservative former Chief Justice of Alabama ends up winning the Republican primary, which would be tantamount to election in Alabama. That's a big political story that has to do with the president, but also how the Senate operates and congeniality in the Republican Senate. So not direct effect on federal agencies, but to the extent that the agencies have to worry about how functional Congress is, Judge Roy Moore's arrival in the Senate could make that less functional, not more functional.